-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
Bad news. There are only 7 NFL games left. Worst news, me and my pals are about to spoil all 4 of the divisional round games by telling you the final scores. Let's get to it. KC at Buffalo, 3rd straight January with these 2 teams facing off in the playoffs, which I think allows us to properly give them one of my favorite titles in all of sports, a great postseason rivalry joining Celtics and Lakers, Yankees and Dodgers, Niners, Cowboys, Packers, Cowboys, Cowboys, Steelers, Steelers, Raiders, Chiefs, Bengals. See you next year, Joe Cool. Regarding these 2 rivals, though, I could show you a bunch of images of these 2 high-end AFC teams with their superhero QBs going head-to-head, but the last 5 games and 7 of the last 8 were played in Arrowhead, and the one in Buffalo was that weirdo Monday night game during COVID, no fans in the stands, and Andy Reid wearing that shield you typically see covering the chickpeas and beets at an all-you-can-eat buffet. You remember that weird thing? Don't know if you've heard, though, but this is Mahomes' first playoff game on the road. But make sure you let the smarties pointing that out to you, that the Super Bowl is also a road game. Now, if you recall, the Chiefs lost in Arrowhead because Kadarius Toney was foggy on what to find offside, but the Bills shouldn't be as worried about number 19 as the guy behind him wearing that number 4. Rashee Rice has stabilized KC's pass game enough that they are heading into Buffalo with a real shot at this one. At the time of this recording, Bills given 2.5, total 45.5. I say the Bills get this one, 24-20. Toughest call of the weekend. Kevin Hench, how are you? And how say you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm doing well. I thought everything was leading up. I thought you were going to say Chiefs. I thought you were Rashee Rice.
Big setup.
Because I agree with you that the Chiefs, you know, it's so crazy the way everyone's like, hey, man, Chiefs are going to have to go on the road, and then that's that. Why? Like the way they played against the Dolphins in that weather, that travels, that level of physicality. The defense played great. And I think the best quarterback in football goes into Buffalo and wins it outright. Chiefs pinning another heartbreak on the Bills, 23-21.
Would hardly be a stunner. Eddie Spaghetti, how are you? And how say you?
I'm good. I'm hoping for a tighter weekend of divisional round football than we had wild card weekend. I'm going to start off here. Buffalo Bills win this game 26-22 over the Chiefs. I do think it matters a little bit. Mahomes just not being settled, having to go on the road instead of being in a loud stadium full of guys with red jerseys. It's going to be people with blue jerseys on going for the Bills here. Hence the best quarterback in football. Normally true. You usually see Patrick Mahomes kind of cover up the flaws of his teams, but not really this year. They had to rely more on guys like Rashee Rice, like you mentioned, Shaq or Pacheco. Josh Allen, though, is a guy that's covering up all the flaws of the Buffalo Bills. Defense not as strong in years past. James Cook had a couple of big weeks, but hasn't really heard from that much lately. Stephon Diggs pretty much been MIA since like November. Gabe Davis out. Josh Allen still finds a way. I love this player prop too. Josh Allen to score +100. You're getting plus money for a Josh Allen TD. We saw what he did last week with a huge run versus Steelers. This guy is just doing everything himself, putting the team on his back. I like him to carry the Bills to victory.
Let me just say, my logic is, and of course, it's Patrick Mahomes. This would hardly be a stunner if the Chiefs went in there and won. It is 2 superhero quarterbacks. The difference for me in this one is that Bills pass rush. It is for real, and I think it is the difference here. Brady Lemieux likes the Bills to win, but only up to 2, so watch this space. Next, Bucks, Lions, former divisional round foes from way back, now in the unfamiliar territory of playoff foes. And speaking of unfamiliar, I find these 2 former first overall picks positively unrecognizable from their early days. I got to be honest, I think they're now both likable. Baker was all piss and vinegar, big attitude, feeling dangerous, all that jazz. Any doubt Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam would give anything for Bake to still be the Browns QB? Okay, they wouldn't give anything. I'm not saying like they'd give $230 million guaranteed dollars, but it definitely was a mistake letting him go. And then there was Goff, who felt like the football equivalent of a trust fund baby with the golden boy looks and the live arm and getting drafted to Tinseltown, staying in California, all that. but then he got relegated to Pigskin Siberia and humbled. And now he's a Motor City hero. It's all so nice. I don't know who to root for. The Lions are favored by round about a touchdown, depending on where you're looking. 48.5 is the total. I think the Lions get a very good game. Buccaneers team rolling in there with a devil may care attitude. By 10, 30-20. Kevin Hench, how say you?
Well, I'm still going with the Cowboys in this one. I mean, I know, much like Jerry Jones, I'm not changing horses. I'm going to ride the Cowboys all the way to the Super Bowl. Good Lord. Oh, my God. Has there ever been such a lack of effort in a playoff game? Oh, my entire postseason pick slate up in smoke with that Cowboys effort. So now we get the Lions at
lack of effort. You didn't even mention the Eagles. Give them a shout, about apathy.
They were mirror images, really. The lack of interest in tackling anybody or covering anybody or rushing the passer. It was unbelievable. What a terrible weekend. But this weekend, as Spaghetti said, hopefully we'll be a little better. I was looking at this game. Weird that the curse is supposed to has now shifted to the Lions. Like they're not sneaking up on anybody now. And obviously they're pretty big favorites in this game. That Bucs defense, talk about a tackling clinic against the Eagles versus a team that couldn't tackle at all. I really like that Bucs D. And I gotta say, when Bake lets fly, those top-notch receivers are open. I'm going all the way. The Bucs win this one 27-24.
That's bold. I like it. And like I said about Bake, the attitude obscured the fact that he was the first overall pick. So high pedigree guy, his own chip on the shoulder, maybe got in his way early on. But man, he and that entire team is thriving. And I feel like everybody in America is kind of apathetic about them. But like I say, no jive. Eddie Spaghetti, how say you here?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Lions here, 33-25 over the Bucs, and that score's a little, big. It's not a disrespect here towards the Bucs. I just feel like the Bucs played close to their absolute best, and like we're just making fun of the Eagles. They really couldn't have had an easier opponent. Like, I'm shocked at how bad the Eagles looked and really just crumbled down that stretch here. I also think the Lions now, the number one, the highest price selling ticket in the divisional round, that stadium is going to be nuts. First win, playoff win in 32 years. And with Sam Laporta back and I guess, kind of healthy here. He did score a touchdown. That offense is so balanced. There's so many weapons there. Goff's playing great. And all those like platitudes that Dan Campbell gave out, yelling and biting kneecaps, like it all worked. He got made fun of and it worked. They bought in. This team believes them. And that was a big win versus the Rams. I actually do trust them more, but not be shocked if they are the NFC representative, because again, I love how that offense looks. I do think that Bake will kind of make this a semi shootout here. And I do like him over 8.5 rush yards. Baker did that last week. I believe he had 16 rush yards. It's -111 here on Caesars. I think it just takes one scramble, one chase from Aiden Hutchinson. Baker will find his way for a first down. So cash that. But I do have the Lions winning this game by a little bit more than a touchdown.
Brady Lemieux, the ruggedly handsome aggregate of our picks, is kind of sort of on the side of Hench. He doesn't see the Bucs winning outright, but he does think that they cover that number. Lions win it straight up, though, says Brady Lemieux. Let me squeeze in a quick break here. Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, two words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the two words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
By the way, quick look in the rearview mirror of how we got here. I was 2 over .500 in the wild card round. That makes the three humans here even on the season all the way through 18 weeks plus a wild card.
Crazy.
Brady Lemieux, of course, way out ahead of all the rest of us, says something about together, the sum of our parts, we are greater than we are individuals. Packers at the Niners. Did I not mention these two as one of the great playoff rivalries? No? Then please just pretend I did. This time, Packers seek revenge against the number one seeded Niners for the Niners beating the number one seeded Packers in Lambeau a couple Januaries ago. You recall the block punt and all of that. Aaron Rodgers walking off the field with his long hair looking sad. I'll say this. I'm a big believer in the bye, and you should be too. Of the 46 Super Bowl participants this century, 33 had a bye and 25 had the one seed. But if you're going to knock them off, do it when they might be a little rusty. We've seen it time and again, like Rodgers and company were knocked off just 2 years ago. Did I mention that? Niners given 9.5 here, total 50.5 at the time of this recording. I think the Niners survived this one, but only by 4, 27-23, a classic out there in Northern California. Kevin Hench, I'll say you.
I remember that game because I was on the Packers. I think they were getting 8. And they got smoked in San Francisco. I know the Packers have a better quarterback now than they had then, but I won't make the same mistake. I think the Shanahan machine is primed and oiled and running, and I don't think that Packer D. I think the Packer D we saw at the end of the Cowboys game is more the real Packer D. I think the Niners put up a big number here. I like them 37-21.
Eddie Spaghetti, how say you?
I'm real similar to Hench here. I have the Niners winning 32-20. I do think Green Bay, great story. Youngest team, youngest roster in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys, they're prone to those stinker games. Like, I did pick them to win last week. I know Hench had them in the Super Bowl. They scored 30-plus points when they're at home in most games here. But again, they're prone to that awful game. And, like, once they're when they don't have the lead, they lose a lot of those games. And the Packers took advantage of that with those big, long drives to start the game here. I just don't see the Niners letting that happen. I just see this well-rested team. The talent disparity, to me, is pretty massive. I don't think Aaron Jones will have the same game on the ground here. So I do like the Niners to win this game. And Mr. Old Reliable scoring a touchdown, Christian McCaffrey, terrible odds for him just to score an anytime touchdown. And I don't normally give these bets out, but the plus money here, and the odds are just so good, I have to. CMC to score his first touchdown is plus 290. So again, don't like them because they're kind of wonky bets, but the guy that scored 20 plus touchdowns this year to score first, plus 290, it's a really good number.
From a gambling perspective, maybe I've been seduced by not having seen Brock Purdy in the last 2 months. It has that kind of vibe to it. I don't know what he's been up to this holiday season, but I hope he's in the same form he was in roundabout September, early October. Brady Lemieux is with you guys. He says the Niners win handily by double digits here. from a rooting standpoint, spiritual standpoint, no offense to the Buccaneers or anyone else, but if the Packers win this one, imagine Pack at Bucks for the NFC title. It's possible. Anywho, Texans, Ravens. Am I a kook? Speaking of matchups that Football America would prefer to see, that Football America would have preferred the Steelers at the Ravens, or even Flacco's Browns at the Ravens. To the listen, it's a marvelous story what the Texans are doing here. Dave, we don't have time for the what if nonsense. Reality has given us the Strouds at the Jacksons, and it's plenty juicy. Same place where the season started for both these teams, and now it'll be where one team's season ends. Baltimore whipped Houston in that first one this season, which does feel like forever ago. Back then, who knew Lovie Smith's week 18 touchdown would end up being the nicest going away gift he could have given the Texans? Likewise, who could have known Lamar would run but mostly pass his way to the MVP? Now Zay Flowers is soaring. Now Mark Andrews is returning. Now the Ravens are going to steamroll these nice stories, this nice story from Houston, Texas. Home team, 9.5 point favorites, total 43.5. I say the birdies get it. 33-17. Hench, I'll see you.
You know, I was looking at the drafts, every team's first, you know, how they're drafted this year. And obviously the Texans, Lovie Smith giving them the second pick. Like in the way it played out, they end up with Stroud, Will Anderson, and like we've forgotten about Tank Dell, which is having an incredible season before he broke his leg. The Texans are more than just a nice story. Like that defensive effort against the Browns, like they get some pressure on the quarterback. I don't think they can hang with them all the way, but I do think CJ Stroud to Dalton Schultz, late touchdown for the backdoor cover, 28-20 Ravens.
Okay. Eddie Spaghetti, how say you?
I'm a little bit closer. I'm 29-26 Baltimore over Houston here. I think this is the matchup that Baltimore did not want. I think you say what you want about the Browns or the Steelers, but it just the supreme quarterback is on the Houston Texans, and his name is CJ Stroud, which is why I do like him over 34.5 pass attempts, -129 on Caesars. He had 44 attempts in that loss versus Baltimore early on, and he's done it six other times. I think the game script will force that. It's going to be not entirely a shootout, but obviously, Lamar Jackson is way more equipped to score points than Joe Flacco. And I've been a Joe Flacco fan, but what the Houston defense did to Joe Flacco was very surprising to me. What Houston did to that ball, to that Cleveland defense, also very surprising to me. I know Baltimore's defense is good, but I think Stroud is good enough to score a lot of points here. The difference is Lamar Jackson, your MVP, is a lot better than Joe Flacco. He'll put points on the board and they eke out a 3-point victory.
Yeah, no doubt that it is the home team that carries the burden of the curse of Sposta big time here, especially the history of having the number one seed 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and what happened to Lamar and company then. Very different Ravens team, and I feel like the Texans are probably feeling very satiated now. They've taken this thing as far as they're going to take it this season. Next year, maybe another matter. Brady Lemieux likes the Ravens, but only up to 9. So watch this one very carefully. And now a quick break.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And that's that for the divisional round games. But you know what? We only did 4 games. We have the luxury of time. And I keep hearing from people about the Shecky Awards 2023. As I said, 2023 didn't deserve the Shecky Awards, but you guys have demanded a fruit of the year be given out. And I am a man of the people after all. Kevin Hench, any thoughts, any nominations you'd like to make here as I'm about to hand out fruit of the year?
Well, I don't know what your pick is. I don't want to step on it. The Honeycrisp has delivered again this year for the Hench family. Personally, my favorite thing to do when I sit down at the end of the day is blackberries. That's my number one. I'll tell you what I'm not enjoying is the lemon, because I'm doing the master cleanse. And when I finish it, if I survive, I'm gonna go no lemons for a year.
Interesting. Interesting. Spaghetti, quickly, your thoughts here. It's time to hand out an award.
You're not going to like my picks. I know in years past, I think I've given out like raspberries and the champagne mango and stuff. But this year I'm going to a basic fruit. I'm going with the banana. I eat a banana every day, sometimes with peanut butter, sometimes with almond butter. Banana bread's great. Banana pudding's great. It's a versatile fruit. It deserves the win this year.
Goodness smoothie. Jimmy Kimmel made that his fruit of the year a couple years ago. I still don't agree with it. Here is my take on it. I'm going to start with the headline. Huge upset. No apples this year. No Honeycrisp. No Cosmic Crisp. No Envy. I mean, I'll shout out the Fuji for coming on a little bit, I guess. But I got to tell you, fellas, not a great year. Also, shame on you collectively. You let me down here, Apple. And if I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't a great year for fruit again. You know, I abide by a no jive policy, not a banner year overall from this analyst seat. But here are my nominees for the Shecky Award for fruit of the year. The red grape, crispy, cold, always nice in our ever changing world. It's always there for us. And I appreciate that. Next, watermelon, the summertime classic turned legitimate 8 month a year fruit. Beautiful, beautiful watermelon. Is there any fruit more identified with a season than a watermelon and summertime? Tip of the cap to last year's champ, the strawberry. You see, nice, consistent winners, kind of like the Cowboys and McCarthy and the Steelers with Tomlin. Maybe it's not terribly satisfying, but at least you're on the right side of things. With that said, the headline remains, I'm angry at you, fruit. The 2023 Shecky Award goes to the lemon. Suck it, fruit. You taste that bitterness? It's actually kind of nice. It's versatile. It goes nice in water. It goes nice and deep. But I'm angry at you. Now, let this be a message to all of you, fruit. I'm not going to stand for it. You think you can mess around and give me a mediocre year and not pay a price for it? Suck on a lemon. That's it. Shecky Award, lemon. And that's it for this episode of the 15-Minute NFL Pregame Show. We'll be back after the divisional round, before the title games, to get you right for those. Until then, for Kevin Hench and Eddie Spaghetti, thanks so much, sports fans. I hope your team wins. Unless they're playing my team, but my team's already out. Been a thin slice of heaven.